Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, so a lot's happened in the last hour, I guess. I think, what, an hour and 15 minutes ago. Yeah, John Beilein is out at Michigan, not because he got fired, but because he decided got a great offer from the Cleveland Cavaliers and is going to sign a five-year deal with the Cavaliers. Will not meet with the media today, locally anyway, about this. Apparently he's let his players know. Me being the Spartan on the show, I don't think it's fair for me to comment first about this. Doug is out. And Kang, you sent him a text this morning at what, 8:45?
Yeah, 8:45 this morning.
And Doug is out of town in Cabo. So
that enjoy would be, your vacation.
I don't know if that's is that a 3-hour difference?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
So you text him at 5:45. What was his reaction?
What the blank?
What the blank. Now, I think Evan texted him at 9:01.
Right away, he texted me back, too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, right, because he doesn't sleep. So
he was probably on a treadmill eating kale or something.
So he's surprised, nonetheless. Jeff Rieger's in for Doug Karsh. Jeff's a Michigan guy, big Michigan fan. I'll let you comment first.
Well, Gator, it's a crappy day if you're a Michigan basketball fan. But I guess I get it. Last year, everybody thought, oh, the Pistons deal was just for leverage, right? He was just trying to get a better contract, and he did. And who knew that he actually wanted to go to the NBA? So he's gone. It sucks on so many different levels. It sucks that he lost his last three to Michigan State. It sucks that this finally seemed to become a rivalry. It sucks that he did so much great at Michigan basketball, and we all knew how it was before. I mean, it sucks because he was great for Michigan. He didn't recruit stars. He got them to play in his system. He made guys better. It sucks. It blows. It's awful. It's bad news. I was driving in today, and I was on the phone with my brother, and he's like, wow, Rick Pitino, because he was watching Get Up on ESPN. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, Rick Pitino. I got Pitino on the mind. He's like, John Beilein. And I'm like, well, what do you mean, John Beilein? He's like, whoa. And you know how people always say, like, they'll look at their phone like, whoa, but they don't tell you what's going on for like 5-6 seconds. You're like, what? And he's like, yeah, he just signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's going to Cleveland. I'm like, no, he's not. He's like, no, seriously, 5-year deal. So there you go.
I mean, it's one of the all-time stunners, I think, honestly. Coming into work, driving into work and hearing that report with Jamie and Stoney, I couldn't believe it. I really can't believe it because I think of John Beilein as Michigan basketball. I mean, he put them right back on the map. I don't look at it so much as a Michigan State thing. I'm looking at it as, like, if you're Michigan, it's not that he narrowed the gap with Michigan State. It's that he's made Michigan relevant again. Michigan went to a couple championship games here in the last 10 years. I mean, that's damn impressive. And
no, it's
and
remarkable. It's more than impressive.
And leaving, I'm like, he's what? And it's this guy is like one of the ultimate program guys, and yet he keeps putting guys into the NBA as well. I guess it would make sense, and I don't know what's on his mind personally of what the tipping point is. I mean, did he always have that dream to go to the NBA? I mean, never really thought about it in last year. I mean, you mentioned about and I said during the crosstalk, the whole flirtation with the Pistons thing. I just thought that was more of Tom Gores trying to appease the local fans here and bring up a local name and think that, okay, well, they're going to give him an interview. But I never once thought that John Beilein, then at age 65 and now at age 66,
yeah.
Well, I'm saying, but then at age 65 would think, yeah, I got to go to the NBA.
Well,
and then
think
here
about
he is
it
at 66 and he does. So the only reason I'm thinking that he wants to is because it's been a lifelong goal, and then that makes sense.
Well, I think a lot of these guys, this is the only guy, right, never has not been a head coach. He's always been a head coach at high school, at college, different divisions of college. I'm sure it's always been a dream to go to the NBA. Think of this, too. The NBA gig is easier. He's not on the road recruiting anymore. Everybody says it. All these college coaches say it. Your schedule is lighter. You know, it's obviously it's for a longer period of time, but he's going to get paid a ton too. So if he makes $4 million in Michigan or right around $4 million, let's say he makes $5 million with Dan Gilbert. 5-year deal, guaranteed money, gets whacked after 2 years because the Cavs are going to suck, right? And boom, he's accomplished everything he's wanted to. I guarantee you it's been a lifelong dream for him. The other thing too is Michigan fans are pissed, right? And if you're pissed at John Beilein, you're pissed at the wrong guy. I do believe this because why would you begrudge John Beilein, who came to Michigan and changed the culture? Why'd you be pissed at him leaving? This is obviously a dream. He can do whatever he wants. I'd be more pissed, and work with me here, Gator, because you're going to disagree with this. But I wonder, with as many people at Michigan that just love Michigan football, it's all about Michigan football with athletics, right? Michigan basketball is a nice distraction. But Michigan's a football school. Nobody will ever deny that. You got a basketball coach going to national title games, but it's all about spring football practice. Do you believe at all that John Beilein, if he felt just a little bit more love than he got, maybe he stuck around? Do you believe that at all? That Michigan fans, I don't blame you, but it was always about Harbaugh. It's always, we will pray to the Messiah, Jim Harbaugh. John Beilein's been great, right? But you know what? Once basketball season's over, we're not following who he recruits. We're not following what he's doing in the offseason. I don't even think anybody knew that Michigan hoops went out of the country last year. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Michigan hoops. I think if people cared more, John Beilein might still be here. You buying that at all?
No, not even for half a second.
Oh, I buy it.
I think John Beilein left to go to the NBA because it's a dream for him to coach in the NBA. That's why I think. I don't think it was because they didn't show him the love at Michigan from the fan base. I think the fans love them just fine. They just don't love them as much as they love the football program. And I bet you if you ask Michigan fans who they love more, John Beilein or Jim Harbaugh prior to this morning, they'd say John Beilein because they're not happy with the results they've gotten from Harbaugh. But the program, the football program, is obviously a bigger program than the basketball program. But Beilein has made that a real program. I don't think it had anything to do with the perceived lack of fan love because I do think the fans gave him plenty of love. I think we're going to find out when the contract details come out that there's a sizable difference between what Cleveland is going to pay him over the next 5 years compared to what the Michigan Wolverines were.
How much of a difference do you think it could be, though? Because he was already making damn near close to four.
I would think a couple million dollars.
Per year.
Per
right?
year, yeah.
So you think he's going to make six a year?
No, in the end, it could be, you're saying, a $10 million difference, Gator, something
yeah.
like that.
Well, that is sizable.
That's
yeah.
sizable.
So I mean,
and he's 60, and he's 66 years yeah. old, so you only have, your window is closing every day on your coaching career. At some point, you want to chase that last goal, right? Yeah. Well, I would imagine it is.
Yes, it's it for him. But
no, but you brought up last year. You didn't think, you know, all the Pistons things,
right.
You know, whatever. You didn't think anything of it. And a lot of people thought the same way. They thought maybe, you know, if anything, it's a negotiating tool to get his next extension with Michigan, which he did sign pretty, you know, right
quickly
after.
Sure,
yeah, quickly right after. But apparently, it was real when he was talking to the Pistons to gauge. You know, hey, man, I got one shot. Should I do it now? Is it coming? And as soon as news leaked, he killed it right away because he didn't want that lingering. He said, you know what? I'm out. Signs an extension with Michigan. This was done so quietly.
Yeah, this had
that Gilbert
nobody
went in,
knew.
They interviewed him over the weekend. This morning, he's telling his players reportedly, and that's it. Beilein's, he's going to take a shot. You can't blame the guy if he's always wanted to dream
him at all.
You know, an NBA job or give it a shot.
It is interesting, though, like, he goes to Ward Manuel, obviously, because it sounds like he said yes to Gilbert last night, and he's going to talk to Ward in Michigan this morning or earlier this morning. It'd be interesting to see what Ward said. Hey, listen, what's it going to take to stay here in Michigan?
Well, I mean, I don't know how these negotiations went, but I would have to think that when he knows he's going to accept the job with the Cavs, that he'll let Michigan know shortly thereafter, and it's not going to be like, oh, hey, I got to meet with you this morning after the news leaks, you know, earlier today. I think that they've already had this conversation, but I mean, you're looking for somebody to be mad at. I don't think there's anybody really to be mad at. I think people always want to point the blame at somebody and be mad at it. But the reality of this situation, I think, is it's somebody realizing their dream, they have an opportunity to do it. If you want to be mad at somebody, I guess be mad at the Cavaliers for going ahead and poaching him or giving him that opportunity to coach there. But I can't be mad I wouldn't be mad at the fans. I wouldn't be mad at the university unless it was just a money thing. If it was just a money thing, then you've got a face to be mad at. But I don't think that's the case. I think this goes far deeper than that. It's about somebody's, you know, dream and ambition.
It's hard to be mad. I don't think mad is the right term, the right word, right? But there is still something. Like, this is sports, right? Sports fans are at times irrational. If you want to be mad at John Beilein because he left the program that he built up and finally gave you hope and had wild success at, whereas before it was a black hole, I got no issue if you're pissed at Beilein. I mean, there is a little bit where you can do whatever you want. It's your life. You are free to go out and pursue your dreams, right? But the people you leave in the dust, I got no issue if those people are pissed, because John Beilein today, if you're a Michigan basketball fan, he just crushed your heart. That's what he did. And I understand
You can be mad at John Beilein.
100% you can be mad at John
Beilein. I'm not going to discount that. A lot happened over the weekend, but it all pales in comparison to what happened this morning around 8:45 when it was reported initially by Adrian Wojnarowski that John Beilein, head coach at Michigan, was stepping down to become the next head coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers and signing a 5-year deal at the age of 66. And of course, everybody is kind of in shock of what just happened. I mean, I personally thought this was going to be a guy who was going to retire as Michigan head coach. I didn't really think much of the flirtation last year with the Pistons and that he would take that job. And I guess it was real. It was real. And he gets an offer from Cleveland and decides to jump at it. He'll have an opportunity to have one of the top picks in the draft, more than likely, and build around that pick. Although Cleveland's had a million coaches over the last 20 years, but I would have to think that this is one you'd be a little more patient with.
Well, he's 66, so...
Well, but yeah, so but he's got a 5-year deal. I mean, it's a 5-year deal.
Right.
It's not like it's a 3-year contract. It's a 5-year contract.
And John Beilein's going to be watching the draft lottery tomorrow night with a little more enthusiasm, I would assume. So Nick Bumgarner tweeted about 40 minutes ago. He said, per source, after Beilein's talks with the Pistons last year, Ward Manuel became convinced John Beilein would leave if and when another NBA offer came. Has a short list ready since that time. Not a money decision. Beilein wanted to coach in the NBA. And that's fine. But I was thinking at the break, Gator. And nobody's buying my theory. A couple people are that maybe if Johnny Beilein was showing a little more love, and maybe if people thought Michigan basketball, if they shared the enthusiasm for Michigan basketball like they did for football, maybe he would not have bolted. But now that he left and he's gone, like, how do you remember John Beilein? Do you remember him as just a great coach that made a decision because he's always wanted to be an NBA coach? Or do you remember him with kind of a salty ending? Because for me, John Beilein, even though he changed Michigan basketball and gave me a guy that Michigan hoops is still like the one sports passion I have left. Everything else is just like, you know, it's just what you do for a living. But Michigan hoops was still the one thing that I still cheered. I was still rabid about. He's gone from a guy that was almost godlike in the last couple of years to, forget him. He left. Screw him. Traitor. See ya. Bye. And I got no issue if people think that way, because I kind of feel that way. It's hard not to feel slighted on a day like today if you're a fan of the program.
Oh, I get it. No, listen. When Nick Saban left Michigan State to go to LSU, I was heartbroken. Because Michigan State was just getting into, they had a 9-win season. They had 10 with the bowl win, but obviously Saban wasn't there to coach that one. But they just started to get back to where Spartan fans always wanted them to be with the coach, the hot coach in football. Well, LSU came calling. LSU, SEC country, bigger pedigree. I understood why he left, but it pissed me off that he left. And then he went on to the pros and then came back to Alabama. And obviously the legend has only grown since. But I understand it, and I don't like it. And if I were a Michigan fan, I'd be very distraught today.
The other thing, too, is does it make you even more mad? As a fan, Gator, as a fan, that he picks, and listen, it's when the job opportunity came to him. But last year was a crappy year. I mean, they started off 17-0, then they lost to Michigan State three times. They lost in the Sweet 16 where they scored 16 points in the first half. Like, to me, it feels like there's so much unfinished business. And then he bails. That, to me, makes it even worse.
Well, the unfinished business, I think, for him is that he got to the championship game twice and didn't win it. And there's, believe me, I'm not saying this to jab or anything. I think it's a hell of an accomplishment to get to a couple of championship games. And I think he's a hell of a coach. I've said it a million times. I think he's a hell of a coach. I don't know if he's going to be a great NBA coach or not, but this is a dream he's chasing and finally gets to fulfill that dream. And good luck to him. But, I mean, Michigan fans are, I think, devastated today with this news, because that gap had closed with Michigan and Michigan State.
I'm looking at this ticket text, and I don't hate this person for feeling this way. Mike in Wyandotte. I always thought Beilein was a man of integrity. I was wrong. That's a fan opinion. Dude, this is the perfect day to be pissed at the guy, even though you know he's got the right and you can't be all that mad that he is following his life stream. Man, dude.
248-539-9797, a telephone number. What's your initial reaction to hearing the news that John Beilein is leaving Michigan to become the next head basketball coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers of the NBA? Let's go to the phones, and Curtis is on a cell phone. Curtis, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right, Curtis.
Hey, man.
All right, hey, look, I've been in this situation. I'm a Butler fan, and when Brad Stevens left to go to Boston, it was the same thing there in Indianapolis. So I know what Michigan guys are going through, but there's one name that I haven't heard anybody talk about yet, and he was Michigan's Mr. Basketball. He played at Indiana for Bobby Knight, and he's an assistant at Michigan State, and that's Dane Fife.
And his brother played at Michigan.
Yeah, so, I mean, now I know that's not going to be your home run hire, but he's young, and he's learned. He played for one of the best, and he's learning from one of the best. So, kind of like a double-edged sword there. So, I think maybe something to look at, something to talk about. I mean, it's probably not like you guys want, like a Billy Donovan or a Jay Wright or somebody, but it would be worth talking about, looking at.
Hey,
so,
Curtis,
yeah.
Well, first of all, you'd be doing what Dan Gilbert just did to Michigan, right? Dan Gilbert just got his own team better because he believes in Beilein, and he also stole his rival's coach, right? Because he went to Michigan State as a Michigan State guy. If Michigan were to hire Dane Fife, you'd be stealing one of Izzo's right-hand men. But I don't think it's a sexy enough hire. Like, Curtis, don't you feel that if you're Michigan basketball, you got to pay a little money and go get a big name? Prove that you are for
absolutely
real about this program. Like, I heard the morning show talking about Billy Donovan. I have no idea if he'd come here. I have no idea if Michigan would pay what it would cost to get him here. But I think you need a big name. Like, if they announce it's Yaklich or Saadi Washington, nothing against those guys, and maybe they'll do a great job, but isn't this the time to make a statement and hire kind of a big name?
Well, I think this is where the crossroads Michigan's at. Is it do you hire somebody that's established to try to keep the momentum going, or are you going to go and hire a young guy that you want to be the next coach of the program for the next 20 years? And if you, of course, the best path is to find one that's both. I personally, when you're asking me the previous caller asked me how I'd feel about Dane Fife, I'd be pissed because he's with Michigan State right now, and I'm a Spartan, so I'd like him to stay there because I think he's a really good coach, and that he may or may not be the heir apparent to Izzo. I don't know.
I have no idea what the NBA timeframe is and when you have to make these decisions, but all I do know is if John Beilein knew he was going to bail, or if the Cavs knew they wanted him, why didn't this happen earlier so you could go out and get another coach? Like, before Nate Oates decided to go to Alabama, maybe you could have been in the running for a guy like that did a heck of a job at Buffalo. You know, the timing's bizarre. It's almost like, did Gilbert strike out on other candidates and then, okay, we'll settle for John Beilein?
So Michigan got knocked out when? Like the third week of March, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got all of April, and so it's been 6 weeks since Michigan's season came to an end, roughly. So sometimes these things take a long time to negotiate. I'm amazed that they've kept it as quiet as they did. I don't think this is a case where...
You think they've been negotiating that long?
Well, I don't think they've been negotiating since Friday. That doesn't typically happen.
You think it's taken 6 weeks?
No, I'm saying I don't think it happened since Friday. I think at some point in the last 6 weeks and more recently, in the past than just Friday ago. I imagine the first conversation probably took place weeks ago. Maybe not 6 weeks ago, but weeks ago.
On March 27th, Nate Oates went to Alabama. I mean, they were in the tournament, okay? March 27th.
Michigan was in the tournament.
Michigan was still in the... No, Michigan was out too.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Yes, they were out as well. Okay, so my whole point is to get candidates, not especially Kim, but to get candidates like that, I mean, don't you think this should have been done 4 weeks ago? Like, what the hell was the holdup? You're the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You're upset with Cleveland?
I'm just asking. I'm asking why, if you know you're bailing, if you know you're bolting, you kind of have Michigan basketball behind the eight ball now because you're looking for a coach.
I mean,
what the hell took so long?
You're Cleveland. You don't care about anybody else but Cleveland. So you do what you want to do on your own timeline. I don't know what their timeline was. I don't know when they decided to move on from previous coaches and get the next one. But I'm saying that I don't think this is something that just happened over the weekend. Obviously, it came to fruition over the weekend, but I don't think it's something that the first call was made on a Friday or a Saturday, and then Sunday they come to an agreement. I could be wrong. I don't think I am. I think these things take a long time, but I am amazed at the stealth at which this hire took place. That, I mean,
usually
that to me
you
is
find
pretty
out.
Pro.
Usually there's reports that people are talking.
248-539-9797 the telephone. We got Champ and Chump coming up at 10:35 as well as we continue talking about the John Beilein story. It kind of rocked this area as he has left Michigan to accept the head coaching job with the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers, a 5-year deal. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.